Not as far as I'm aware, but that's something I haven't tried. Every video and Google search I did trying to see how to make it mimic the 200's behavior said, well, we don't do it because it's got a true dual VFO, and, you know, you don't need that. And I'm like, why would I want to only listen to two channels when I listen to five? It's kind of a bummer. The FT5D is the same way. I've got one of those, and it just sits there on, you know, it's no good when you're driving because you got to actually look at the spectrograph to see if there's activity on another channel, so it's kind of a bummer. But I'll definitely double-check now that you mentioned that, because it's a great radio. I'm just using it at the house now and the 200 in the truck. They just suddenly discontinued the 200 a couple weeks ago because of a part sourcing issue, and they announced three new Yaesus that look like they're about 25 years old. Like, it's kind of a bummer, because it is a great little radio.
Yeah, that's how I always started the PMG scan on the 200, was that it's the forward-back buttons on the top of the speaker. I'd always use the forward one and just hold it down, and it would beep, and then it would start scanning. So you'll have to let me know if I get mine back. Hopefully, it says by Wednesday, and it's already in Ohio, so I'm hoping I get it back tomorrow. I'll try that as well. I'm surprised that they already discontinued the 200. I don't understand how we're still dealing with, you know, supply and part shortages in 2025 almost, but that was a short run for a good radio. That came out not too long ago. That came out what, right when the FT5 did? After.